You're listening to 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com, the broadcast voice of Rowan County High School Athletics. Broadcast sponsors include Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Caskey's Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Coffee Tree Books The Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Holbrook Drugs, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex and Go-To Solutions of Moorhead, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, the Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, People's Bank of Kentucky, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Skaggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.
Everyone from Larry Sloan Stadium and Amber Riddle Field on the campus of Round County Schools, near both Round County Middle School and Round County Senior High School, here in the baseball softball complex. It's a big 61st District softball game between the homestanding Round County Lady Vikings, 15-5 on the season, 5-2 in the region, 3-1 in the district, against the Bath County Lady Cats, 22-6 overall, 4-4 in the region, and 3-1 in the district. Let's go ahead and get the starting lineups. The one umpire that was delayed on the interstate, but he is here, so we better go ahead and get the lineups while we have a chance. For the Bath County Lady Cats, leading off and playing second base will be senior Ashton Barrett. Batting second, the senior center fielder, Ray Lee Purvis. The number three hitter and shortstop is senior Taylor Hodson. Hitting in the cleanup spot and playing first base will be senior Ashley Rogers. The number five hitter and catcher is junior Izzy Hughes. Hitting in the sixth spot, playing left field, is sophomore Allie Dillon. Batting ninth and pitching is freshman Kylie Hodson. Hitting in the eighth spot, the designated player, sophomore Allie Manley. Hitting in the ninth spot is freshman third baseman Allison Bretz. And in the non-hitting spot, the flex spot, in right field, will be sophomore Riley Thompson. So it's Barrett, Purvis, and Taylor Hodson, Rogers, Hughes, and Dillon, Kylie Hodson, Manley, and Bretz. That lineup of nine in the batting order for Bath County. For Round County, leading off at shortstop will be junior Diamond Wills. Hitting second will be junior second baseman Melena Hamm. Hitting in the third spot and catching is sophomore Lauren Eastham. In the cleanup spot, pitching is sophomore Cassie Perkins. In the fifth spot is sophomore first baseman Trinity Lambert. Hitting sixth and playing center field will be freshman Brinley Walker. The seventh place hitter and third baseman is freshman Keely Littleton. Hitting eighth in left field will be sophomore Riley Howard. And batting ninth and playing right field will be sophomore Michaela Hughes. So it's Wills, Melena Hamm and Eastham, Perkins, Lambert and Walker, Littleton, Howard and Hughes for Round County. The pitcher for Bath County, Kylie Hodson, was the winning pitcher against Round County earlier. And she is 17-5 overall, 2.19 ERA, and 105 strikeouts in 128 innings pitched. For Round County, of course, Round County rotates Cassie Perkins and Trinity Lambert. Cassie Perkins will start this game. This will be her 11th game, her 11th start, in 52 and two-thirds innings pitched. She's given up 42 hits, 28 runs, 20 earned, 26 walks, and 66 strikeouts. She's 8-1 with a 2.66 earned run average. Bath County won that earlier game 7-6 over Round County. That was a district seed game, and it was a game in the 2A Section 6 tournament. Again, it's kind of ironic that all the teams in this district, Round County's 3-1, Bath County's 3-1, Fleming County's 1-1, and Menifee County's 0-4, but Round, Bath, and Fleming tonight still control their own destinies. Any one of those teams that wins out is going to be the top seed in this district.
The third baseman, number two.
Jared Stacy is along with me. I'm Randy Stacy. We'll take a break here in just a moment.
Do you talk any by chance where these two teams sit in the state RPI-wise?
No.
Well, what's interesting is they're side by side. You look at Bath County sitting at 26. Brown County sits at 27. And what's also interesting, in 28, East Carter. RPI, people, you can argue positives, people can argue negatives. At the end of the day, it's what we have right now when it comes to a good way to put everyone on a level playing field from when it comes to a ranking standpoint. And right now, these two teams, along with East Carter, right there in the thick of things atop the 16th region. And it's interesting to see that Lambert over at first, Perkins in the circle. We'll see if Perkins gets in a little bit of trouble, what Muncie may do. But we're about to get this one rolling, and it should be a dandy.
Should be. And we can say East Carter plays a lot different schedule than Brown and Bath County does, but they still have got that RPI.
Why do you think I said there's positives and negatives? It depends who you're rooting for.
We'll be back with the start of this one after this on WIVY.
Hi there, neighbors. This is Tammy from Kofor's Jewelry, inviting you to come by and visit Tim and I. We have new inventory, new selection, with a brand new look. Let us help you in finding the perfect shine or sparkle for you or your loved ones. Bring any of your jewelry repair needs in and let Tim get them back to the way they once were. We're at the same great location, 125 Pinecrest Drive, Moorhead, Kentucky. Or give us a call at 606-691-4069. Kofor's Jewelry, making memories and moments last a lifetime.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Go-To Solutions in Linex of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
Ashton Barron, second baseman, will get things rolling. 5'7" senior will lead things off for Bath County. Wildcats sitting at 22-6, 4-4 overall, 3-1 in the district. Randy talked about it. Anything can happen today and over the coming days, if you will, in the 61st district. Cassie Perkins in the circle, first pitch, hit right up the middle, right between the legs of Perkins. Shortstop coming over to field it, throw over to first, not in time. Good play by Wills, but she would have needed to be a speedster and then have a cannon on that right arm to get it over, so it's a single for Barrett to start.
Next up for the Lady Cats, center fielder, Raylee Purvis.
You will hear a little bit of wind in our microphones as we do have the windows on this beautiful day as Raylee Purvis, center fielder, will step in with the runner over at first infield, corner infielders to be specific, playing in. First pitch, she bunts it right back at the pitcher Perkins. Fields over to first. Throw will be just in time. One down with the runner out at second. And we're going to have an argument coming by Coach Kenny Williams three pitches into this one, and he doesn't like the call. Randy, what do you think?
Well, it was one of those. He was a lot closer than me, but I could not say for sure from where I was.
So it's going to go down in the book, barring a change in call, which if he changes this call, being the home plate umpire, I will be just dumbfounded. Not because it's the wrong call, but he had no angle and no view, in my opinion, to be able to overturn this unless it was a blaringly obvious. And I didn't think if it was a missed call, it was an obvious missed call. It was definitely close. And the home plate umpire is going to go talk to Coach Williams over at the third baseline. As of right now, one down runner at second. Home plate umpire is explaining to Williams his explanation, and it's going to remain runner at second with one down. And Hodson, Taylor Hodson, will come to the plate. Shortstop.
It's a four lady cast.
I was going to ask you who made the play.
Oh, it was a good old-fashioned 1-4 because the second baseman, Ham, came. Well, it's a good question. You don't see it that often, the 1-4. Ham from second came over and covered the bag as Lambert was charging from first. Hodson, though, a shortstop, looks at a bouncer in the dirt for ball one. Hodson on the season, batting over 500, 507, 13 RBIs, second on the Wildcats team. Mentioned Perkins in the circle. This is her 11th start. Came into this one with just shy of 53 innings pitched with a 2.66 ERA. This one hit past the diving second baseman Hammond to center field. Barrett will round third and score easily. It's 1-0 Wildcats. And I guess to be specific, they do recognize themselves as the Lady Cats. But Hodson gets the single as a nice quick throw in from center field by Walker to keep Hodson at first. RBI single with Ashley Rogers in the cleanup spot. 361 hitter stepping to the plate. First pitch way up high by Perkins. One down. Purvis on the bunt to move Barrett over, who scored on the single by Hodson. As Hodson over at first. We'll look at the defensive setup for Round County after this pitch. The 1-0. Way outside 2-0. Howard in left. Center is Walker, Hughes in right field, Littleton and Wills on the left side at third and short, Ham and Lambert on the right side at second and first. Lauren Easton behind the plate, and we've mentioned it a few times, though, but if you're just tuning in, Cassie Perkins in the circle. 2-0 pitch misses in. Maybe low, too. Could have been a combination of both. I think I have the best view in the house of if it catches a part of the plate. I will say that. It's going to be hard for anyone to be able to disagree with me because I sit right above home plate in a bird's eye view, but I have a horrible angle to see if it's high or low. That one obviously outside in the 3-0, now 4-0, four pitch walk. And Hodson out at second with Rogers, the free pass. And I mentioned off the air, Randy, it's interesting with Perkins starting. How long is the leash for Perkins when you have a weapon like Lambert over at first?
Yeah, Lambert was a losing pitcher, went in 6 2/3 in that first game. And it was Round County did jump out in front like Bath County has in this game.
Little off-speed pitch in there for a strike. Izzy Hughes. Hughes the catcher for Bath County. Just shy of 400, the batting average for Hughes. 14 walks on the season. Way ahead of that one. That 14 walks leads the team for the Lady Cats. 0-2 now. One down, runner out at second, runner 60 feet down the first baseline. Beautiful sunny day, just a few stray wispy clouds. Check swing, I don't think she went as the pitch is going to be outside. Field umpire says she didn't go. And once again, like I mentioned, I have a great view of the plate. And she may have gotten that head of the bat, possibly to the very back of the plate, but was nowhere near forward of it in any form or fashion. So 1-2 with one down. Bath County leads 1-0. Again, way ahead of that off. Is that a curveball? What are you seeing that come out of the hand of?
That was a curveball.
Curveball.
Hughes goes down on strikes.
So two down with still two aboard.
Allie Dillon.
Next time Hughes comes up, if I'm the catcher, I don't even look to the dugout for the sign. We go with that curveball. Make her wait on one.
Big part of the game right here. I know that's funny to say in the first inning, but it is.
Allie Dillon, pitch upstairs, will be caught catching the letters and called a strike. Lady Cats wearing red tops with gray sleeves. white pants with red socks. Round County, all green. Green tops, green bottoms with white lettering and white stripes down the side of the tops. Lady Cats lead, though, 1-0 as the count evens up 1-1 to Dillon. JV baseball going on at the Round County baseball field going on beyond right field. Fence. Amber Riddle Field, Larry Sloan Stadium. Pitch bounces in. Amber Riddle just now, what, month and a half, right before the OVC tournament for basketball, getting inducted into the MSU Athletic Hall of Fame. A huge, huge honor. I mean, what a great group of people she has joined as that pitch in there for a strike, 2-2 with two down. I don't think people realize the names that are in that MSU Athletic Hall of Fame. I mean, it's truly wild when you sit and look at the list. Break-even pitch, two aboard, two down. Catches the inside part of the strike zone. That's a backwards K as Dillon goes down looking. One given up in the top of the first. Round County will look to get it back when they come to bat. It's 16th Region, 61st District softball here on WIVY.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
There are moments in our lives that change everything, where hard work pays off with a burst of opportunity. That's why each year, Kentucky Farm Bureau and its county offices give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in college scholarships. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that more Kentuckians have a chance to achieve their dreams. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau insurance agent Larry Knipp, 783-1868.
Rainey, if you ask me, Round County really got out of that with limiting the damage, only giving up one run.
No kidding.
There was two aboard with one down. Hughes goes down swinging. Dillon goes down looking, and it's 1-0 as Round County grabs the sticks and will come to bat for the first time. Dillon in left field, Purvis in center, Thompson in right for the Lady Cats. Gratz at third base, Taylor Hodson at shortstop, Barrett at second, Rogers over at first, Hughes behind the plate. And Kylie Hodson will be in the circle. 21st start, 114 innings pitched. Giving up 57 runs, 34 of which earned. Randy, I know you've looked at the stats, but act like you haven't. Get this strikeout to walk ratio for Hodson. 101, the strikeout total. 10, the walk total. So better than a 10-1. Is that right? I think my math's okay. Is that 10?
Yeah.
You're the horseman.
And she's probably even better with the current ones that finally came on this today. 105 strikeouts and 14 walks. So, you know.
Wills, Ham, and Easton, the first third for Round County. And the shortstop, Wills, looks at a strike. Wills on the season, two doubles. 11 RBIs, 4.11 the batting average. She's behind in the count 0-1 to lead off the bottom of the first, and now behind 0-2 as she's taken two pitches over the plate. Perkins, Lambert, and Walker, the middle third, followed by Lambert, Howard, and Hughes. Shadows of the third base dugout where Round County resides, starting to creep into the field of play, just now down. Right a line in line with the third base line, the chalk that is, and that is caught in foul territory on an 0-2 pitch right up against the fence by the catcher straight behind home plate. Good play there by Hughes.
Second baseman, Melena Ham.
Melena Ham will now come to the plate. Ham on the season, one triple. Walker leads the team with three triples. As the second baseman, Ham, batting in the second spot. Works ahead on a pitch just missing off the plate outside. Wind just breathing out towards right center field, but it was blowing harder before the game, as that's a chopper back at the pitcher off her glove, Hodson, to the second baseman, Barrett, and that'll go down as an infield single.
Base hit by hand, braces plate, the catcher, Lauren Eastham.
Eastham. Lauren Eastham, who will step to the plate, has probably a record for experience in minutes played and innings played on the varsity level in both basketball and softball. She's a sophomore, and I feel like I've been saying her name for going on 4 years. Oh, wait, I think it has been 4 years. She's been getting time since the seventh grade level. Pitch downstairs, 1-0. Taylor Hodson, the shortstop. Kylie Hodson, the pitcher. So just want to make sure we clarify which one's which. Every player on both teams' infield wears a mask except Taylor Hodson, the shortstop for Bath County. A chopper right back at Taylor Hodson. Flip to second for one, to first for two in time. Good old-fashioned 6-4-3 in Bath County. Works out of the jam, well, mini jam, if you will, with a runner aboard for Round County and one down, but a pretty play as we head to the second. Lady Cats lead the Lady Vikings 1-0 here early in Moorhead.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey's Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
One in the books. Flashy defensive play by the Lady Cats of Bath County. 6-4-3 double play with one out, one aboard for Round County.
Kylie
Hodson, the pitcher, bottom third of the lineup, 7-8-9, will be due up, followed by Manley. Perkins will get the sign, will toe the rubber. And work playward here in the second. Way ahead of that pitch was Hodson.
It's not only changing speed that's good about that pitch. It's the fact that she throws it as a breaking ball. She throws a straight change, too, but that's a breaking ball off speed.
Brett's bats in the ninth spot. And, Thompson, the right fielder, will not bat, as that's in the dirt, trying to be scooped up by Easton, but unable. One one the count. Perkins, playward pitch. Way ahead of that one again, but making contact and hitting and foul off the third base dugout roof is Hodson. I remember whenever I was younger, and obviously you were younger, but, you know, growing up, we would always talk about how softball chants, you know, to some people it bothered them, it frustrated them as the 1-2 pitch upstairs. And I was neither pro or against, but 2-2 the count to Hodson, the pitcher. I will say, after doing multiple Round County games, and especially Morehead State games, break-even pitch, way outside. That'll work the count full. The teams have stepped their game up on the cheers. They're not the basic, you know, just normal rah-rah, hee-hee. I mean, they've got some good chants, and they incorporate songs and stuff. So I will say, I will give them credit on the content of the chants. Full count, payoff pitch. That bounces in. Nice job by Kylie Hobson battling in the at-bat to earn the walk. And Allie Manley, the designated player, will step to the plate.
Yeah, the high schools have sort of picked up like Alabama and some of the big teams' cheers that are all right. I'm glad they don't make it personal, you know, whatever. Sometimes they're their own players, you know. They'll call their name, you know.
Reed will come run. Over at first, running for the pitcher, Kylie Hodson. Manley, we mentioned, will dig in, nobody out. 1-0, Bath County leading Round County, batting in the top of the second, off-speed pitch in there for strike one.
That might have been the drop.
Perkins, toes and deals, head the count now on a swing and a miss, or further ahead to be more specific, shall I say, 0-2. Fouled off back at us. Count will remain at 0-2. Hit on the ground into left field in between Littleton and Wills. Quick throw into second to Ham, stopping at second. Will be the runner for Hodson. That's Reed. So walk in a single. Brett's third baseman. Batting in the nine spot. Squares to bunt, pulls it back on a pitch outside. Obviously, we see what Bath County's trying to do here. Perkins deals, bunted at the third baseman, charging his Littleton over to first for one. Both runners will advance a position. First down in the inning. Two runners in scoring position.
It's a full lady cast. Top of the order, the second baseman, Ashton Barrett.
Barrett, the only run scorer in this game, who singled and scored in the first inning, will come to bat here in the second. To aboard. Pitch low. One and out. Randy Stacy with you. Jared Stacy alongside. Owen Monday back at the studio. Perkins pitch. That hits the batter, Barrett. So the base is loaded with one out.
That brings the plate center fielder, Ray Lee Purvis. I've not seen this wind blow in like this in forever.
Took the words from me. I was about to say that wind has definitely flip-flopped on us big time. Perkins pitch down low. 1-0, bases loaded, nowhere to put her. Bath County leading 1-0, and they're threatening here in the top of the second. Infield playing in. Pitch upstairs, 2-0. Sun going down way off and to our left, over our left shoulder. The shadows creeping across the field as this one fouled off. This one being the 2-0 pitch, now 2-1. Reed
at third. Manley at second. Brett's at first. Make that a, excuse me, Barrett at first as that one fouled off as well. 2-2. Purvis, the center fielder. 1-6-6 doubles. 23 batted in on the year, and a great opportunity to add to that right here. And the count works full. Pitch that misses low and in. High tension moment early here on Viking Hill. Payoff pitch. In there for called strike three. And the batter, Purvis, turned around questioning the call, but to me, that looked like a dead red strike. Especially when the count's full, you got to be protective, and Purvis wasn't there. Taylor Hodson, RBI single, comes to bat. Two down, bases full.
Hudson is 23rd in the 29th in state in hits, 13th in doubles, 36th in walks, 11th in RBIs, and 10th in runs scored.
The wind blowing straight in from center field. The 1-0 from Perkins ripped into right field. That's going to hit and one hop into the right fielder's glove. Hughes, one run scores, make it two. And going to second base will be Hodson, Taylor Hodson. It'll be listed as a 2-RBI single advancing on the throw. 3-0 Bath County.
Next to the plate for the Lady Cats, first baseman, Ashley Rogers.
Reed and Manley both score easily. Baird over at third and Hodson, the shortstop, with now all three RBIs on the three runs scored for Bath County. Already behind the count is Perkins, 1-0 on the first pitch of ball to Ashley Rogers, who walked and was left stranded last inning, being the first. Perkins plateward pitch in there for a strike taken by Rogers. Rogers, 5 home runs on the year. 4 for Barrett, 2 for Hodson. No one else with more than one. Time called at the plate by Rogers. One. Another pretty pitch. Looked like a curveball from my angle, taken again. 2 strikes now. Again, I feel like I've said this in the first inning more than once, and I'll say it again, Round County trying to limit the damage. They've given up 2. Bath County an opportunity to plate more. Fouled off the very, very end of the bat by Rogers, and we'll try it again. Baird at third. Hodson at second. Perkins gets done checking the armband as Ashley Rogers, the first baseman, digs in and hits this one into right field. Right fielder Hughes camps under it and will make the play. 3-0 Bath County through 1.5 as Round County comes to bat in the bottom of the second when we come back here on WIVY.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Bath County, Randy, leading 3-0, but they've left runners aboard and had other opportunities where they could have really taken an early extended lead.
We have come up with just three hits or four. Let's see. Let's count them.
How many runners left on, though?
Three.
Through just two innings as Round County comes to bat.
Yeah, two hits in each inning.
Perkins up and chops one foul back at the backstop. Six-four-three double play to get out of the first after Ham's one-out base hit. Perkins 453, the batting average, fourth on the team with 15 RBIs. Three nothing, Lady Cats lead. 1-1 count. Pitch above the letters. Great crowd here on hand. Crown County Baseball facing off. It looks like Russell. I see maroon and gold, so I'm going to go with Russell. Pitch low and inside. 2-1. Bourbon County maroon and gold.
They are.
It could be Bourbon County. Two one to Perkins. Hits this one down the first base line, and that is going to be caught by the second baseman, Barrett, in fair territory behind the first base bag. One down.
Next up for the Lady Vikings, first baseman, Trinity Lambert.
Lambert walks up to the plate, 317 batting average. 8 walks, 8 strikeouts on the year. Next hit will be her 20th on the year, 2 RBI shy of 20 of those as well. 1-0 on a bouncing pitch into the plate. Lambert hits this one into straightaway center field, running to her right's Purvis, who catches it on the fly. 2 down. We always joke, Randy, about the ball bouncing in and every now and then make the cricket reference. You've traveled all over the world. Have you ever seen cricket live?
I have not.
I've seen it on TV live, but never in person. Just baseball with no foul territory, right?
I have no idea if you can explain it that way.
Brindley Walker will step in. Walker, a 5'8 freshman, ahead in the count 1-0. Brown County doing a nice job getting ahead, but after that, not able to do a whole lot, only one hit through five batters. And Walker, count now even if she takes a pitch that just caught the inside part of the plate. On the ground, into left field, in between short and third. And going all the way to second as the left fielder mishandles it, getting it in. I look down to my score sheet, and the left fielder, Randy, you're going to have to charge an error there at some point, right?
Single and error.
I was going to say, that just poorly played by the left fielder, Dylan.
It's a poor Lady Vikings third baseman, Keely Littleton.
Keely Littleton. She'll come to the plate with a runner in scoring position, straight away out in second base. 414 batting average, hits this one in the air right at the second base bag. And caught two in the inning as they were two down. And we're through two. Lady Cats lead the Lady Vikings 3-0 here on WIBY.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug. It really feels good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agents like me, Charlotte Mullins, are right here in Moorhead to help you select the right protection at the right price. I will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your agent, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call me. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You count on your truck to get the job done, so it only makes sense that you count on your truck's tires, too. On-road or off-road, Michelin Light Truck Tires from major brands delivers the rugged reliability that gives you confidence. Michelin LTX tires provide long-lasting durability, exceptional all-season control, and a quiet, comfortable on-road ride. When it's time to get the most out of your truck, get into a set of Michelin from major brands Tire and Automotive Centers, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wellmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Hughes will get things rolling for Bath County. After Hughes, Dillon, and then Hodson, Kylie Hodson, the pitcher. Perkins, with Bath County leading 3-0, deals to start the third inside. Hughes struck out swinging for the second out in the first. That her 10th strikeout of the year as she rips this one foul. Heads up over the fence just past the third base dugout. Speaking of this, I want to give well wishes to Joyce Stevens. She actually got hit in the face by a baseball at the UK-Tennessee baseball game at Kentucky Proud Park. Swing and a miss. Two strikes to Hughes. And, of course, when I saw her, we were in Lowe's, and I made a joke to Bodie. I said, Bodie, you know, be careful making a joke. And, of course, a chuckle all around. And taken for strike three. Hughes goes down.
Hughes goes down on the strikes. That breaks the
so she's got one swinging and got one looking. Perkins seems to somewhat be in a rhythm now after struggling in the first two innings. That obviously only one batter, but. Bunted foul. Batting for the second time, Dillon. She struck out looking to end the first. Both these teams side by side in the RPI in the state. Bath County just a couple hundredths of a percentage point better in the rankings. 0-2 the count, taking strike two was Dillon. Perkins will check the armband. And that will hit Dillon. 0-2 count, and Dillon gets hit on the left leg.
Like the pitcher, Kylie Hodson.
That one didn't feel good. She's actually going to take a few paces behind first base. Kylie Hodson will dig in. Walked and scored last inning. Perkins with Bath County leading 3-0. Gets behind in the count 1-0 to Hodson. Make it rather manly, excuse me, with Hodson over at first. Manly, the designated player, is not playing out in the field, just batting. Checks their swing, but it's going to be called a strike anyways. Is that an off-speed pitch right down the heart of the plate? One, way off the plate by Perkins. Bracken County beat GRC last night in softball 6-1. Breathitt County over Wolf County 3-1. Perkins, the 1-1 in the dirt, 2-1. Pendleton County walloped Robertson County twice in a doubleheader. Montgomery County crushed Bourbon County. Morgan over Jackson City. Estill County over Lee County comfortably as well. Hit down the first baseline. That's off the glove of Lambert in fair territory. Second baseman Ham charges behind her to clean it up to prevent Dillon running to third. Good play by Ham to back her up as Lambert, quick reaction, stuck the glove down but couldn't corral it. So,
except for the Lady Cats, designated player, Allie Manley.
Hodson will get the single. So Dillon, who was hit by the pitch at second, Hodson gets the single. I had those mixed up there. Manley now batting, excuse me for that. She singled and scored in the second and will now come to the plate with two aboard and one down with the Lady Cats leading by three. First pitch, fastball outside.
Reed running again at first for Hodson.
Good call there. Cassie Perkins, playward pitch, hit down the first baseline. It hits first base and kicks into right field. Rounding third and trying to score and will score is Dillon. And my goodness, folks, I have never in my life seen a play like that, including watching YouTube videos, professional, amateur, little league, all the way up to the big leagues. That ball was hit down the first baseline. It hit the corner of the bag. Ricocheted out in towards left, right field, excuse me, opposite of where the right fielder thought it was going to go, so it threw off the right fielder Hughes. Lambert had no chance. Randy, in your life, have you seen a ball hit a bag? I know you've seen a ball hit a bag, but to hit one so awkwardly on the corner and ricochet like that, holy cow.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it either way, but that one actually hit a fielder's glove and went down and hit the corner of that bag.
Wow. So Howard drives in the run. Excuse me. Make that Manley drives in the run. I'm going to go down. How would you score that? A single or double? How do you put that in your book?
That one?
Mm-hmm.
She's only at first.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see her over there until the last second. Pitch inside. 1-0-2, Fritz.
Too many free passes, too many behind on counts, and not particularly good defense. Rankin County's going to have to right the ship quickly.
Off the plate to Fritz. 2-0. Coach Muncy came out for a brief second there while Randy and I were chatting. Why the small delay? No changes in the circle or defensively. 4-0 Bath County. Batting top of the third. They lead and they control this one. Down the third baseline, just foul. Good point about the wind. I very rarely remember that wind blowing into this field, the direction it faces. The 2-1 misses inside. 3-1. Normally, the wind, for those wondering, blows from the third base bag out towards right center field, right field, if you will. Almost right down the first baseline would be probably the easiest way to describe it. Out towards the outfield. 3-1 pitch just misses in. Ball 4. And the umpire just got a come on blue from the Round County fans.
Base on balls. That breaks the plate. The leadoff hitter.
And Caitlin Muncy is going to come out and chat with the home plate umpire. And I just read her lips. She said, where is that pitch? And it was not in a very polite and kind way. And we are going to have a pitching change. So we will break. Bath County leading. They've got runners aboard threatening to blow this one open here on Viking Hill on WIVY.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
On the pitch for Round County is Trinity Lambert. This will be her 14th appearance and 4th appearance in relief in 74 and two-thirds innings pitched. She's given up 49 hits, 31 runs, 21 earned, 31 walks, and 84 strikeouts. She is 6-4 with 2 saves and a 197 earned run average, and that 197 ERA is 43rd in the state.
And there's no chance anywhere close there's 46 pitchers with better ERAs. It's that people don't know how to count what an earned run is, so I want to clarify that. Randy, 5 letters determine what was wrong with Perkins today, and that's walks. W-A-K-L-S. Yeah, I'll make sure I get that out.
Yeah.
5 freebies, you said?
3 walks and 2 hit batters.
Yep. Bases loaded, 1 down. Ashton Barrett, who already has a single, been on base twice, the other time via a hit-by-pitch. And the first pitch to her from Lambert, swung on and missed by Barrett. Lambert starting to get more and more recognition at the Division I level. 0-1. Works high 1-1. Has been to UK multiple times and various other universities for clinics and camps. This one hit high into the air in the infield. Infield fly rule should be called. It is. I see both umpires sticking their arm up. 2 down.
Next up for the Lady Cats, center fielder Rayleigh Purvis.
Purvis now, who grounded out, or bunted out, should I say, to the pitcher, and struck out. Pops this one up in the infield as well, camping under at Perkins, who's bounced over to first after being grabbed from the circle with Lambert coming in relief, and Lambert works him out of the jam. 3 left aboard. That's now 6 through 3 innings. Round County comes to bat, bottom of the third when we come back, trailing by 4 here on WIVY.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Enjoy your favorite breakfast when you mix and match a savory sausage McMuffin, a buttery sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owen.
Holbrook Drug can beat those big drugstore chain prices on your next prescription. Just bring in your prescriptions and let Holbrook Drug be your pharmacy and save you money. Come in and check out all of Holbrook Drug's new product lines, including Lean and Tree cards, Yankee candles, leaded crystal, and so much more. Holbrook Drug, still here for you on Main Street in Moorhead since 1946.
Beautiful day here on Viking Hill. Wind blowing in from center field towards the first base dugout. Slightly across, but mainly in, as Riley Littleton will come to the plate. Make that Howard, excuse me. Littleton popped out to second to end the last inning. Riley Howard, 294, the batting average.
0-1 as she swings and misses at the first pitch, takes that one downstairs, 1-1. Howard, 5 stolen bases on the team, tied for 5th most on the team. Pitch catches the inside corner. And, man, that is exactly the same spot. There were a couple pitches last half inning that I mentioned one of the Round County said something about. That pitch almost identical to at least two or three of those. 1-2 the count. Howard's got a battle here. She leads off the bottom of the third and hits a chopper down the first baseline that's going to go foul. 4-0 Bath County leading. I don't like saying anything about umpires, and I think I've been really good the last 2 years in almost all sports, but I mentioned I have one of the best views in the house, Randy, of the plate. 1-2, way up high.
These pitchers, they can throw screwballs, and sometimes you start it over that inside corner, and it's close to being, you know, a strike or not a strike, and it's a tough call to make.
Break even. Hit in the air to right field. One hops into the lap of the right fielder Thompson. She'll get it in quickly to limit Hughes to Howard to a single, which will bring up Hughes.
Base hit by Howard brings to the
Michaela
right
Hughes.
Michaela Hughes.
261 the batting average. 3 RBIs on 1 double. Hughes has played in 17 of the 20 Lady Vikings games. Puts a bunt down and up in the air and foul towards where the Bath County fans sit between the press box where we are and the Bath County dugout down the first base line. Oh, 1 the count. In the circle, Hodson. Deals upstairs. We were on the phone last night, and you said something about the Blue Jackets playing. Were you making a joke with me? Because the Blue Jackets aren't in the playoffs.
But no, I thought that was who I was watching.
Oh, I thought you were making a joke to me. I was like, oh, come on, that's a dig. The 1-1. Bunch it down the first baseline. First baseman will get the tag on the runner. One down, runner at second. So put out by Rogers, who fielded the bunt.
Seven to play for the Lady Vikings. The shortstop, Diamond Wills.
Diamond Wills, who popped out to the catcher on a great play up against the fence in front of the Round County fans down the third baseline. With one down and a runner out at second, the pitch to Wills puts a bunt down, and it hits Wills while she's in the box. They didn't call it, and she's going to be safe at first. I guess I had a bad view of it. It looked like it hit her, but no one arguing. And again, I am behind home plate. And then, yes, okay, the Bath County coach is coming out to argue that it hit her. This is Kenny Williams. I was almost certain it hit Wills while she was in the box. And Williams is arguing in a very calm demeanor, don't get me wrong. And I'm pretty sure he just said, hey, you missed it, and is back to the dugout. Because there's really not much the home plate umpire can do, Randy, if it's not called right away.
Second baseman, Malena.
Runners on the corners. Howard over at second. Wills with the infield single that I think Round County caught a break on. Left side of the infield playing in. Pitch is called a strike as Wills will take second easily.
Well, the umpire got himself in trouble because he kept signaling safe, and he didn't need to signal anything on that play. It's just a play.
Signal fair, if anything,
yeah.
But it was obviously fair.
He didn't signal fair.
I know that's my point. Yeah, like if you are going to signal, I completely agree. 4-0, Bath County leads, Round County threatening. 1-1 the count now to Ham. Ham 5-1 junior.
Diamond Wills now 22 of 24 in steals this season. She's 20th in the state.
This one hit down the left field line, fair ball. One run scores. This ball's going to go all the way to the wall. Ham round second, heading for third. She's going to get into third for a two RBI triple. No air need to be given to the left fielder. She was just in bad position and couldn't get to it quick enough. That's textbook hitting right there, Randy. Going opposite field like that, given the pitch position on the outer half for the left-handed hitter. What a play is Ham at her second triple on the year.
In the two games against Bath County, Malane has been up the plate six times and has six hits.
I'm not good at math, but that seems good. Ham sits over at third with Easton looking in and takes a pitch above the letters. 1-0. Two and zero on a pitch in. Kylie Hodson, record of 17-3 on the year, only given up 34 earned runs and over 114 innings pitched. 2-0 to Easton, lays off an off-speed pitch that almost hits the back of the plate.
That number's pretty good, and it's really pretty good when you're a freshman.
The 16th region, and specifically the 61st district, is a honey hole of talent right now. And not many, if any, are seniors. 3-0 count. That's right down Broadway, but Easton no doubt getting the take signal after three consecutive balls and a couple green light specials, one taken advantage of by Ham, who hit it down the left field line. She still stands over at third. 3-1, one down. Bath County still leads by two. A chopper by Easton into left field. Pass the outstretched glove to Brett's over at third. In comes Ham, and Round County trails by just one. And we're going to have a runner come in for Easton.
First baseman, Cassie Perkins.
And it's going to be Kelby Ford.
Courtesy runner for the Round County catcher, number 18.
I will say, this home plate umpire will signal and yell out changes better than 90% of the D1 umpires I work with. That is one compliment. He makes sure everyone in the park knows what the change is. One down. First pitch off the plate to Perkins, who popped out to second in her first at-bat to lead off the second.
Normally, these umpires, we watch them, they're way outside with the pitches. This guy likes the inside corner better than the right outside corner.
1-0, checking the armband is Kylie Hodson. Playward pitch, hit on the ground, fielded on a hop by the third baseman. Brett's over to second for one, to first for two. Both teams now have turned to double play in this one. We're through three complete. And it is 4-3. Bath County still leading, and make that Round County actually the only one turning a double play. They now have two, but good one here so far on WIVY, and Randy will have the fourth when we come back.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
Hi, my name is Lynn Hunt with People's Bank of Kentucky in Moorhead. From checking and loans to personal savings and all your business financial needs, People's Bank of Kentucky is your preferred banking partner. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take time to get to know you and your unique financial needs. Come visit us at our new location at 2795 Kentucky Highway 801 North, next to Cave Run Motorsport. Make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. People's Bank of Kentucky, your hometown bank.
Taylor Hodson leads it off for Bath County here in the top half of the fourth inning. Takes it upstairs for a ball. Taylor Hodson, Rogers, and Hughes for Bath County. They have scored one in the first, two in the second, and one in the third. All three rounds came in the last half of the third inning, and it's 4-3 Lady Cats. Left-hand Hingen Hodson, 2-for-2 in this game with three RBIs. Takes it outside for ball two. Hodson came in hitting 507, and that has gone up with two hits and two at-bats. We gave you her state rankings earlier. In the first game against Round County, she was 2-for-3 with two runs scored. She bounces up this one, foul to the right side, and the count evens up, two balls and two strikes. Round County got out to a big lead in that 7-6 game, and then the Lady Cats just kept picking away and picking away and picking away. And they had a walk-off in the last of the seventh. Break-even pitch. Get high in the air into right field. Coming on is Hughes. Makes the catch, and there's one down. Ashley Rogers, the first baseman up now, she has walked and hit a fly ball to Hughes out in right field. Rogers came in hitting 354 with eight doubles, a triple, five home runs, and 33 runs batted in. I believe it was called a ball, but it's not on the scoreboard yet. Lambert in her first full inning of work. That's a breaking ball in for a strike, and it's 1-1. She came on with the bases loaded and one down and got a pop-up to short and a pop-up to first off the bats of Barrett and Purvis. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. A ball, two strikes. All right, the scoreboard's beginning to... Oh, well. Yeah, it's 1-2. But it was anything but that up until that point. Here's a humpback liner to Wills at short. Throw to first. And there's two down. Glad that didn't spin away from her because it had a lot of spin on it, but she came up with it on the short hop and threw out Rogers at first base. Izzy Hughes, a couple of strikeouts in this contest. Izzy came in hitting 384, five doubles, a homer, and 20 runs batted in. This one's fouled off to the right and out of play. You don't think of a foul ball being hit hard. That one was hit hard because it made it all the way over to the building that houses a lot of different things off to the right. You know, one pitch. Down low. One ball, one strike to count. One pitch, outside, two balls and a strike. Lady Vikings next up at Harrison County in the Harrison County Triangle. They will play Dixie Heights at 11:45 and Harrison County at 1:30. Bouncing ball up the middle. Ham moves it to her right, fields and throws. And a quick 1-2-3 inning for Lambert and the Viking defense. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base. We're halfway through this seven-inning contest. In the middle of the fourth, it's Bath County 4, Round County 3.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
This freshman right-hander for Bath County, Kylie Hodson, has in the state rankings of 46 in strikeouts per seven innings. She is first in wins and sixth in innings pitch. She will face the 5, 6, and 7 hitters for Round County here in the last of the fourth. Trinity Lambert, Brimley Walker, and Keeley Littleton. Round County needs to keep picking away. And it's keep picking away. This game that they were down 4-0, and now it's back to 4-3. Lambert hit a fly ball to the center fielder. Her first time up. Takes that one off the outside. Nice job of framing it by Izzy Hughes. She didn't pull it, so there's a chance she could have gotten that call, but she did a great job of just catching the ball and inverting the glove. Comes a 1-0 pitch. Ball's looped to the left side, and it will be a fair ball and a hit. Wow. Talk about hit in no man's land. That got right in the hands of Trinity Lambert, and she managed to get it in play between the third base bag and the grass of the outfield. Brimley Walker up now. She had a base hit her first time up. Walker came in hitting 375 with three doubles, three triples, a homer, and 17 runs batted in. Hodson's pitch, strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, hit in the ground, in the hole, into left for another base hit. Moving up to second was Lambert, bringing Walker on at first. Rand County had four hits in the last inning, and the first two batters here in the fourth inning have hits. That puts Rand County's total up to 8, and Keely Littleton will come up. She hit a fly ball to Barrett. Barrett made a nice running catch on, actually near the right field foul line back in the second inning. Here's the pitch. Littleton swings and misses. It looked like a drop ball as it was below her bat after the swing. 0-1 to count. Kylie Hodson deals 0-1. This ball's fisted down the third baseline. The third baseman's going to... Yeah, she didn't get her. She did not get back to third base. I'm not, really? Yeah. Oh, now, this is what I don't like. It's not just the home plate is coming out to talk. He's taking him out for a conversation. The call, good or bad, the call was pretty, it was made. Yeah. I'm not sure what it's called, but I see no reason to change it after you made it. That would be a... You could give Littleton a hit or a fielder's choice. I'm sure home stats will have that as a hit.
Next up for the Lady Vikings, the left fielder,
Riley Howard up. Singled and scored her last time up. Takes that pitch right down Broadway for a strike.
0-1 to count to the number 8 hitter in the backing order. That's upstairs, and it evens up at a ball and a strike. Here comes the 1-1 pitch from freshman Hodson. Ball's hit into center field. That's going to drop for a base hit. And we'll go all the way to the wall. Round County's going to have the lead when this play ends. Scoring is Lambert. Scoring is Walker. And coming in to score on a dive is Littleton. And Round County now leads it 6-4.
Base is cleared double by Riley Howard. That will bring the plate. Right fielder, Michaela Hughes.
Okay, the scoreboard continues to throw me curveballs. I've got it 6. Yeah. Pitches downstairs to Michaela Hughes. Yeah, there's bases were loaded, and there's only one base runner on. There, we got it. One ball, no strikes to Hughes. She had a sacrifice her first time up. Fisted this one off to the right, foul. And it'll go to one ball, one strike. Hudson deals the 1-1 pitch. Misses outside. Two balls and a strike. Round County with only, with no one out. And a runner on second, about to flip the lineup here in inning number 4. Pitch didn't miss by much. And three balls and a strike is Kylie Hodson stopped her follow-through and just stared for a moment. Three and one to count. She's a little frustrated at. All right, now Hughes back in. And here comes a 3-1 pitch. Ball's hit foul, backing out of play. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodson, payoff, down low. Now there'll be runners at first and second. And Diamond Wills will come up the top of the order, and Kenny Williams is going to go to the mound and have a conversation with his freshman pitcher. And we talked about Round County. That is a tough deal down at the Harrison County Triangle, because both Dixie Heights and Harrison County, especially Harrison County, very, very good at softball this year. And then after that one, back Tuesday, April 30th, here at home, and that'll be against Fleming County. And that is, I believe, our next broadcast. Double check it here. Right, the boys' baseball game on Saturday was postponed, and it'll be the Lady Vikings against the Lady Panthers on Tuesday right here at this field at 6 o'clock. Wills fouled out to the catcher, Izzy Hughes, back in the first inning, and singled, stole second, and scored on a triple by Ham one inning ago. Second time in the game that Wills has gone over to the left side to hit. Still nobody out. She's... Yeah, I'm here at PA announcer said, swing away, swing away. I'm with you. I don't want the bunt here. I want to let's go after it. One ball, no strikes. But with her hitting from the left side, the outfield was way in. Strike on the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Way in and swung around toward right. Elena Hamm, last inning, took advantage of that type of shift and got it all the way down the left field line to the wall for a triple. One pitch. Strike two. That was probably not a good call, but you're going to get some of those. Now you've got to be aggressive. One ball, two strikes. One, two. That one was low. 2-2 the count. Same spot as far as where it was in relation to the plate. But takes Hodson a while to get the numerical signs from the bench, and here comes a 2-2 pitch. She had to go after it, and she did, and kept it alive off the end of the bat, foul over the screen to the left. Second baseman Ashton Barrett is in, even with the pitching rubber in the circle, maybe even a little further in. Everybody else is back in the infield. And swung on and missed. And that's when you get yourself in that situation, they're going to keep going outside and going outside and going outside. Strikeout is the first one. Roy Hodson, one down, and Ham, who has a single and a triple, two runs batted in, and a run scored in this game will come up. Comes the pitch from Hodson. That's outside. I like Kylie Hodson's way of thinking here. She's going off that outside corner, and she's gotten a couple calls, so, you know. You think it'll work? Keep at it. That one is slapped foul down the left field line, a little behind it. One ball, one strike. Don't know a lot about slap hitting. Don't pretend to, but in this situation, if she could turn on one and get it to the outfield, I'd say it would probably go all the way to the fence as shallow as they're playing. That pitch is up high. Two balls and a strike. First five hitters for Round County reached in this inning. Then Wills was retired. And now Melena Hamm is at the plate. Fisted this one foul off to the left. Two balls and two strikes to count. Two to the count, and here comes the break-even pitch from Hodson. This is hit off her leg up the middle by the shortstop into the outfield. One run's going to score, and they're going to hold the runner at third. And load them up. Hamm now with 7 hits and 7 at-bats against Bath County this year. And Lauren Eastham, who has hit into a double play and singled in a run in 2 trips, comes up. Pitch. Ball's hit to the third baseman. Coming to home with it for one out was Britz. And the bases remain loaded. But retired at the plate was Riley Howard. 5-2. Third baseman to the catcher covering for out number 2. Hughes is now at third.
Ham is at second, and Eastham on the fielder's choice is at first. Cassie Perkins up now. She's flied to second and grounded to second. Ball gets away from the catcher, but not far enough for Hughes to advance home. And now we've got timeout. I guess we are going to get a courtesy runner as Kelby Ford will come on and run for Eastham, the catcher.
Courtesy runner for the catcher, number 18, Kelby Ford.
This one's hit down the third baseline and down the left field line. Here comes one run and two runs. The left fielder made an error on the play. And coming around will be Ford for yet another run. And getting into third will be batter Perkins. My guess is a single and an error on the left fielder. Scoring on the play was Michaela Hughes, and she scored. Ham scored. And Kelby Ford scored.
Next up with Lady Barkins, pitcher Trinity Lambert.
So she will get two RBIs on that play. Lambert comes up, takes a pitch outside. She started this inning with a base hit. Nine to four now the score. No pitch to Lambert. Whoa, tough break there for Lambert. Took a pitch a couple of balls off the outside, and it was called a strike. And evens it up at 1-1. Nice job of Izzy Hughes framing that one. 1-1 pitch, same spot. Might even been a better pitch. Might have been a better pitch even than that last one because that one actually caught the corner. 1-2 the count. But again, Izzy Hughes sticks the gloves out and just turns the hand inward. One, two. That one's way outside. Gets away, but not far enough. Two, two the count. Almost hit Lambert. It was inside. And the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes to Lambert. The 10th Viking hitter to come to the plate in this inning. Payoff pitch. Line down the left field for a base hit, and that will plate another run. Lambert's two hits in the inning. Scoring on the play is Perkins. And that makes it 10-4. Brunley Walker, two for two so far in this game, including a hit earlier in this inning, and she also scored earlier in the frame. We'll come up. Let's see what Lambert, they're going to get a hitter for Lambert. Yeah, I've seen that. I mean, a hit runner, right?
Courtesy runner for the pitcher, Lambert. Number 5, Shelby Likens.
Okay, Likens is going to be the courtesy runner. Ball's lined in the center field. Going out is the second baseman. Barrett makes a nice play to retire the side. We'll give you the totals for this inning, but there was a 7 runs scored for Round County, and the score after 4 complete is Round County 10, Bath County 4.
This is Shelby with Eagle Finance in Moorhead, and we can help with the extra cash you need. Whatever the reason, come see us. We offer affordable monthly payments and same-day loan approvals. Located at 1675 Flemingsburg Road, right off 564, loans made easy, payments made affordable. You can apply online at eagle.com or call us today, 606-780-1000.
All loans subject to normal credit policies and may require collateral. Not all products or services available in all states. Individual and joint credit available. Other conditions may apply.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Well, here we are in the fifth inning. Allie Dillon to lead it off, be followed by Kylie Hodson and Allie Manley for the Lady Cats. Breaking ball wide. And one ball, no strikes. Dillon, 0 for 1 in this game, and she's been hit by a pitch and scored a run. Lambert. Back to the plate. That's in for a strike. For Round County through the four innings, 10 runs, 13 hits, no errors, and 3 runners left. For Bath County, 4 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors, and 6 runners left on base. One ball, one strike to Dillon. Chases one outside, and it's a ball, 2 strikes. One, 2 pitch, swung on, it might have foul tipped, but anywhere, at any rate, if, even if it was, it went into the mitt of catcher Lauren Eastham, and that's a strikeout.
Dillon goes down on strikes. That brings to the plate pitcher Kylie Hodson.
Hodson has walked and singled. Check swing, foul. 0-1 the count. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball outside. Evens it up, fit a ball on a strike. Lambert deals 1-1. The ball's hit on the ground slowly to Wills. That'll be a tough play. She comes up throwing on the run, not in time. She could not get it out of her glove. That'll be a base hit. That ball had a lot of English in it. Running for the Lady Cats will be Reed.
Number 7, Addie Reed. At the plate for the Lady Cats.
Allie Manley up now. She has a couple of hits, a run scored, and an RBI in this one. Ooh. I don't know where that pitch was. Okay. I'll take it up, but wasn't much. One ball, no strikes. That one's low. 2 balls and no strikes. All right. Getting behind on hitters now. That was Round County's bugaboo early in this one. And when you got a 6-run lead, you can certainly play pitch to contact. That ball's lying foul off to the right. 2 balls and a strike to count. 1 out in the inning. One pitch. Get off the end of the bat, foul. 2-2 the count. So far, the bottom third of the batting order for Bath County has been up 3, 6, 7 times, have gotten 6 people on base, and the other one sacrificed. Bottom third doing well for Kenny Williams in this one. There's a line drive caught by Wills. That's short. 2 down, and Allison Bretz will come up.
The
Brett sacrificed in the second inning and walked in the third. Out in front of the off-speed pitch was Brett's for strike one. Your one pitch. In at the knees for strike two. Your two pitch. Had her way out in front. And that's a strikeout. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left for Bath County. After four and a half innings, it's Round County 10, Bath County 4.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There's a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Third of the batting order for Round County here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Littleton, Howard, and Hughes will come up. Littleton popped to second back in the second inning and singled and scored in the fourth. Hodson deals. Ball's hit on the ground to Hodson. The other Hodson at short throws the first, and that's going to be an error on the throw. I shed stretch for you guys. Put it where you want it on your scorecard. I'm putting it on the throw. Riley Howard up now. She is singled and doubled. Here's the pitch. That's in for a strike to Riley Howard. The 0-1 pitch to Howard. Fouled straight back, had a good rip at that one, but she's in an 0-2 hole. Littleton off and running from first, and it's upstairs. Throws on the brakes and goes back. And it's one ball, two strikes to Howard. Michaela Hughes is on deck. One, two. Boy, that just misses. Might have been low. Kind of hard to see for sure. But that was not a bad pitch there by Kylie Hodson. Two-two. Comes the break-even pitch. Swings and misses. A rise ball that was out over the outside part of the plate. And that's one down on the strikeout. Second strikeout for Hodson. And Michaela Hughes, who has sacrificed and walked and scored. And this one will come to the plate. Hodson pitches, balls it foul off to the right and out of play. No balls and a strike. A lot of time between pitches here, and here we go. Now she's ready for the 0-1. It's upstairs, evens the count up at a ball and a strike. Diamond Wills on deck, top of the Lady Viking order. Comes 1-1 pitch. It's outside, two balls and a strike. Two balls and a strike. And the 2-1 pitch comes playward. It's lined down the right field line. That will fall in for a base hit. Throw comes back to the infield, and Barrett will catch it as a cutoff person and run it back to the infield. So Rand County has runners at first and third.
Single by Hughes. Racing the plate, the shortstop, Diamond.
And Diamond Wills will come back up. She's going to go to the left side again. She's 0 for 1 from the right side, and now so far 1 for 2 from the left side. Barrett comes in from second, way in on the right side. Pitch, shows bunt, takes it outside, throw back to the mound, and stealing was Hughes. The pitcher caught it in a cutoff position. Looked to third. Didn't have a chance. So now second and third with one down. And a one ball, no strike count to Wills. 1-0 pitch. Shows bunt. Takes it outside for a ball. Now she's going to flip over to the right side.
She's amphibious.
2-0 with the count to Wills. That one, I'm going to say it didn't miss by much. He was a little slow on that one, but that was a strike. Two balls and a strike to Wills. Pitch, line down the right field line, foul. Two balls and two strikes, the count to Wills. Last half of the fifth inning, Rand County has rallied from a 4-0 deficit to go up 10-4. On the strength of 3 runs in the third and 7 runs in the fourth. 2-2 pitch. Balls hit foul again over the screen. Whoa. A little some kind of game going on between some young ladies over here, and the ball just missed, crashing it. 2-2 the count. Break-even pitch, way outside, and the count goes full. Here comes the payoff pitch. Foul down the third baseline. Count remains full. Hudson well behind the rubber, and Wills asks for timeout and gets it. Now she'll step back in. Another payoff pitch. Get fouled back and out of play. And we'll do a third payoff pitch here in just a moment.
Watson taking her time, about a step behind the rubber. Will steps in. Now she, Watson asks for another signal, and here we go with the payoff once again. Line drive, foul down the left field line. Low bridge for Littleton, the base runner down at third base. Because you do want to, when you come off third base, you want to be in foul ground, so if you get hit by the ball, it will be not an out. It will be just a foul ball. But when it starts about right at your eyes, you got to get down quickly. Here comes another payoff pitch. That one's hit in the air, right side. I believe it'll make it out of play. And it does. And we'll do a fourth payoff pitch. Ready for that payoff, and here it is. Hit in the air, and it is going to fall into the glove of shortstop Taylor Hodkins. Hodson, rather. And there's two down.
This is the play. And Lady Vikings. Second baseman,
Belaina Ham. Two down. Ham will come up. Again, three hits in this game. Four hits in the earlier game against Bath County. Line drive. Left field base hit. She's got another one. And she'll stop at first. Unbelievable. Four hits in the previous game and four in this one.
RBI single for Melaina Ham. Brings to the plate the catcher, Lauren Easton.
Three RBIs in the game now for Melaina. 11-4 the score. Well, not something we thought of very often in this game, but if Easton can go yard, that would be a run rule game. Pitches down low, and they throw it to the shortstop, the cutoff spot. But Ham is going to go on in for a stolen base at second. One ball, no strikes. Ball's hit in the air to the right field, and that ball will be caught by Thompson. A running catch to end the inning. Run for Round County on two hits. There was one error and two runners left on base. At the end of five, it's Round County 11, Bath County 4.
For Phillips and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knepp, 783-1868.
Five inning totals for Rowan County. We'll try to get those back for you as we go back and forth. 11 runs, 15 hits. No errors and five runners left on base for Bath County. Four runs, seven hits, four errors, and seven runners left on. Top of the order for the Lady Cats as they need to rally. And back with the action is Jared.
Barrett will lead things off as singled, then hit by a pitch, and then popped into an infield fly rule. We'll now dig in to get the sixth rolling with the Lady Cats trailing by seven. Lambert, playward pitch, fouled off over top of the first base dugout. Put Doug Binion, PA and transportation director for the entire school district of Round County. To my left, Trivia, that Sweet Caroline song. What Major League Baseball team, and don't answer it right away if you know it. We got to give some people at home a time to chat amongst themselves. What Major League Baseball team plays that every single home game? Is that pitch in the dirt, 1-1 to Barrett?
I know.
Do you know, Doug? Boston Red Sox is correct. Good old Red Sox. I've never been to Fenway. I think that'd be pretty cool to go there and hear it just one time, as much as I hate all things Boston sports. There's not many cities I'm comfortable saying you could give me a free ticket on an airline tomorrow to go to, and I'd probably pass on Boston. 1-1. A slow first two pitches top of this inning. Off the end of the bat, and that's going to be caught easily by Ham. One down.
I've seen one game in Reds in Fenway Park. We were at a convention up there, and I got a single ticket right off the batter on deck circle, and they were playing the Tigers. And I want to tell you, Cecil Fielder is a big man.
So you didn't see Babe Ruth play any?
No.
I had to get that joke in. You teed me up for it. Sorry.
Yeah.
First pitch to Purvis, called strike one. Purvis having a rough day in the batter's box, 0-3.
We used to set young kids up to go talk to Steve Hamilton, asking, "Did you really strike Babe Ruth out?" He just laughed.
Popped high in the air. Looks playable in front of the first base dugout. It is. Perkins makes the play, two down. At work the other day, was chatting with someone who had an appointment, and we were talking about the Cubs, and they had said, you know, I've been to the White Sox. They've been to the White Sox field, but not Wrigley. And I said, hey, I'm not trying to rub it in, but I've been to Wrigley one time, and it just so happened to be Harry Carey Day. And we got those big old glasses as a souvenir. Two down, top of the sixth. Lambert comfortably working through this top of the sixth as that pitch, though, bounces in for ball one. Up is Hodson. Taylor Hodson.
2-for-3 in this one. She came in hitting .507, and average just seeps up.
Hit on the knob of the bat, and it stops, and it's literally just spinning in a hole in its own divot mark. That was really neat. And then the catcher picked it up, Eastham in foul territory. And it could have spun foul, but it had dug itself so deep in the dirt, it was just sitting there kind of spinning on its own. 1-1. Misses high. It no doubt caught every part of the plate, so it had to be high. 2-1. Two down, 11-4. Round County leading by 7. Bath County batting top of the 6th. Lambert, the 2-1 offering. That was low. Three-one. Nobody aboard with one down. Plateward pitch to Taylor Hodson. That hits her, and if it didn't hit her, it was still going to be a ball. And it's the same result regardless. Down at first is Hodson with Ashley Rogers. Three plate appearances, 0-for-2 with a walk.
Ashley Rogers.
Don't want to leave something soft and over the heart of the plate for Rogers. She rips one down the left field line, and that's going to be a fair ball, one hopper. Left fielder Howard has it bounce off her glove. Doesn't impact the play at all, though, as Hodson at second with Rogers. Her first hit of the evening. Izzy Hughes now will come up 0-for-3 with a couple strikeouts. Two down. Brown County trying to not give up any runs. Way ahead of that one was Hughes. Hughes has been way ahead of both pitchers, Perkins and Lambert. And I don't mean just barely ahead. She is almost completing the swing sometimes when that pitch approaches the heart of the plate. Pitch misses in.
I would assume that's low because it's been strike every other time when it's been in that area. But might very well have been low.
1-1. You heard Randy mention the pitch placement. This one hit in the air into left field. The left fielder charging is Howard. She gets it in quickly to the third baseman, Littleton. So runners station to station, bases full, two down, and coming to the plate will be Dillon.
Dillon with a couple of strikeouts and hit by a pitch and a run scored. Brown County trying to get out of a jam now. After two were out, the bases have become loaded.
I don't know if you remember what I said before Taylor Hodson came up. I said that Lambert comfortably moving through this top of the sixth, and that's changed in a hurry as that first pitch low to Dillon. Lambert takes a look at the armband on the left hand, toes the rubber with the right, and deals. Fouled off back at us. Dillon will get back in the box. You mentioned earlier a big moment, but it was the first inning. I can say this in full confidence. Huge moment here in this one. The 1-1 hit on the ground. Backhanded by the third baseman, Littleton. She taps that glove on the third base bag, and Round County works out of the jam. They lead by seven. They can end this one early if they score three as we head to the bottom of the sixth here on WIBY.
Caskey Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bowties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Caskey's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Caskey Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60 east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Eleven-4, Round County can end this one if they score three via the mercy rule. Perkins, Lambert, Walker.
Well, this is a no-quit team, this Lady Cats team, and you'd like to end it as soon as you can and give them fewer chances.
Kylie Hodson in the circle. Hodson, first pitch to Perkins. Two RBI single in the fourth. Pitch called a strike, catching the outside corner. A 1 to Perkins. Fouls that one off, 0-2.
Are y'all turn the light on down there? Thank you.
Lights taking effect at the stadium. Lights on here in the press box as well now. 7 the lead. Perkins behind, 0-2 the count. Playward pitch, that almost hits Perkins. My eyes were starting to hurt. I didn't realize how dark it got kind of quickly. As Doug says, when it's over the hill, it's done. That's a great point. It got behind that hill, and light's already taking effect on the field, and I don't have to strain myself as Perkins takes that one upstairs, and he'll even it up 2-2. Scoreboard says 2-1, but unless I'm just having an out-of-body experience, it should be 2-2. Break even. Called strike 3 on a pitch that's borderline at best.
But not one you're going to take. If you're being smart up there, you don't give a chance to this guy to call you out.
Trinity Lambert. A couple singles and RBI popped out to get her day going in the batter's box in the second. With one down in the bottom of the sixth, she'll come to the plate. First pitch, a ball. Lambert started out over at first, came in relief of Perkins. Fouled off. Lambert in line to get the win. For Lambert on the season, that would put her at a record of 7-4. One and one. Way out the plate. We are on Viking Hill. Randy Stacy to my right. I'm Jared Stacy. Doug Binion doesn't have a mic, but you'll hear him enough on PA and hear me and Randy chatting with him. He might as well be part of the team. Owen Monday back at the station. Round County leading by 7. That pitch bounces in, and that'll work it to 3-1.
You know, I printed out the KHSA stats, and they have Lambert with 6 wins, Cassie Perkins with 8, yet Round County with 15 wins.
Well, there's the stats that were printed out about 15 minutes before I came to the park today. I know I made them half font. I'm sorry. Hope you can still read it.
No, I would say I probably can't.
3-1 the count. Fouled off, and that'll work the count full. Another great at-bat. We've seen some dandy of at-bats here in this one. Don't let the score fool you. This has been a great, great contest.
Oh, that's the state stat leaders, right?
Yes.
I mean, this, I've got the stats
over
here.
Oh, I got you. Lambert digs in. One down, full count. Bottom of the sixth, Lady Vikings leading as Lambert lifts this one into left field. Left fielder going back in. Right up against the fence on the warning track is Dylan camping under it and just barely having enough time to get under it to get camp under it in time. Two down. Long, long out there for Lambert.
Next up for the Lady Vikings, center fielder, Brindley Walker.
Walker now will come dig in. Walker has a single and a run scored in 3 at-bats. First pitch to her, foul tip for a strike. Walker will dig back in. The 5'8 freshman has the count evened up on a ball outside the zone. One one in the dirt, 2-1. Keep in mind, tomorrow on Saturday night, Cave Run Charitable Bingo down at the Cave Run Bingo Hall down towards Farmers. Just before you get to the roundabout, if you're coming from Moorhead on US 60, doors open at 4:45. First ball drops at 7. 3-2 pitch. Hodson deals. Chopper back up the middle, fielded by the shortstop. Taylor Hodson over to first, not in time. Walker beats it out. A 2-out infield single.
Walker with the base hit. Brings him to play third baseman. Keely
Littleton has a pop out, got on base via an air and singled.
We have a new program on WIBY, WKCA at 9 o'clock in the morning. It's called Chamber Connections. It's with Jason Sloan, the CEO and president of the Round County Chamber of Commerce. And he will talk tomorrow with the new folks who are in town at the what's the name of the change to the venue? I just went blanking on it. Oh, wow. Should have mentioned it. The new the venue has been changed to Stargazer Lounge. There we go, Stargazer Lounge up on Wilson Avenue. It's a nice place. I was in there for the interview. And
if the audio sounds bad, they can blame you, right?
Well, no.
It just sounds bad. Not if the audio is bad. If it sounds bad, it's you to blame. Okay.
Well, they, I didn't know it. It's a relatively small place, but they had as many as 200 in there over the past weekend.
Okay, Barrett is going to move from second base to shortstop. Taylor Hodson's going to come out of the game, and the designated player Manley is now at second base. First pitch outside to Keeley Littleton. And so the shortstop, Taylor Hodson out, Barrett to shortstop, and now at second is Manley, the DP. So there should not be any change in the field except those two. Well, I guess technically three if you count Hodson coming out. Fouled. Well, actually, fair ball. That's going to stay in fair territory down the right field line. Runners on the corners now with two down. I thought that one was easily going to tell fair, but the wind really not pushing it as much foul as I thought it would. And Littleton gets the single. Third goes, Walker goes to third. Riley Howard. A single, a double, and a strikeout in this one.
17 hits now for Round County.
7 the lead, bottom of the sixth. The pitch by the other Hodson, that is Kylie, is going to be outside. They go down to third as the runner goes for second, and that's going to be an error on the catcher as Keeley Littleton played distraction going to second, and a poor throw allows Walker to come in and score. Taylor Hodson, though, the shortstop who came out. Kylie Hodson, the pitcher. Nothing she did wrong there outside of the ball being pitched. That was a poor throw, and honestly, the third baseman, Brett's probably one she thought she could have had. All this with two down, way outside. 8 runs the lead for Round County. The 1-0. Strike right down the middle, taken by Howard, 1-1.
JV baseball going on over there. But you don't see a lot of balls hit to the fence in the JV game. And one of the Round County players just hit one to the fence in right field. Got some pop coming up.
Well, Round County trailing 7-3 over there near the end of that one. Round County softball leading as that one fouled off 1-2 the count. By 8, softball leads. Two down, digging back in on the right side, Riley Howard. 2-for-3 so far this evening. The 1-2, this one ripped down the left field line. The left fielder going back and making the catch just shy of the warning track is Dylan. 12-4, our score. That's the third out of the sixth to the seventh we go in Bath County. They've got a long ways to go and a big mountain to climb as they've got 8 to score. At least Round County will claim the 61st district game here tonight. Back in a moment here on WIBY.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowland County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Well, Bath County knows exactly how high they have to climb. And it's way more than they were probably expecting as they trail by 8, batting here in the top of the 7th here on Viking Hill. First pitch fouled off over top of the press box. This is Lambert, who came in relief of Perkins and in line for the win. has really been dealing. All four of Bath County's four runs coming in the third inning or earlier as this one hit down the third baseline, caught by the third baseman, Littleton. Two outs away from this one going final. NFL draft tonight, probably already had the first pick announced.
I thought it was an 8 o'clock. I don't know what time it is.
It's 8:04. I was going to say, that's my point. I don't know how quickly they were going to fire away. And by fire away, I mean with that first pick. First pitch in there for a strike to Allie Manley, who has a single and an RBI in this one. Pitch down low. 1-1, one down. Brown County leading by 8, top of the 7th. Pitch bounces in, 2-1. Lambert the 2-1. That one low. And the count works Manley. If you're Bath County, you need base runners. Lambert checks the armband on the left arm and works to the catcher, Easton. That one will catch the inside corner, and the count works full 3-2. One down, top of the 7th. Bath County cannot afford an out here. They really need Manley to get on base as she fouls that one off. And, oh, goodness, that hit off the inside left leg of the umpire, and I'll look away because that one hurt me. Oh, man. Right in between the knee on the left side and about the mid-thigh is where that caught him. And he has no padding there, just above that knee. And that, ooh, that one hurt me. And he's keeping a straight face, but that is a forced straight face. That's painful. Yeah, the padding goes to right on top of that knee is where the padding will go to. And, I mean, that one just barely missed the padding. So really, really painful tip there. Kudos to him. He kept the count 3-2. I guess when you know it's full, it's pretty easy. One down, 3-2, Lambert works. This one hit high into the air in left field. It's playable. Howard camps under it. Doesn't even have to move. Two down. Bath County down to the last out, and we'll send up the 9-hitter, Allison Bretz. 0-2 with a walk. Strikeout as well and a ground out. Allison Bretz. Bretz, freshman. He's over at the Hunt corner, third base, first pitch early on that one, a swing and a miss. Pretty convenient to have Lambert over there at first base, Randy, when you have a Perkins as good as, or pitcher as good as Perkins, you know, who sometimes will get in trouble, and you can bring Lambert in. Is this one in foul territory? Easton camps under it, and it's off the edge of her glove. She camped under it, but her left foot kept sliding and slid into the bottom of the fence, which caused her momentum to keep moving as well. Never really got the feet set, but was able to get the tip of the glove on it. Good effort. 0-2 the count. One pitch can end it here. Lambert will check the armband. Once again, hopefully for the final time, lifted in the air. In the circle. Lambert lets the shortstop Wills call her off and make the catch, and that'll do it.
That'll do it. Your final
Brown score, County softball. They trailed early. But the Lady Vikings softball team rattles off, well, every run they scored, by my counts, unanswered. 12 runs unanswered after Bath County led by as many as 4 at 4-0. Lambert will get the win. And perfect timing as Commissioner Goodell, and this is not a joke, on the stage now for the first pick in the NFL draft tonight. So that'll be on. I'm sure many people tuning in. Thanks for tuning in tonight here on WIBY. We'll bring it back after this break, and Randy will wrap us up as Round County nervous at first. Trail 4-0, but come back, rattle off 12 unanswered, and defeat 61st District foe Bath County 12-4. Send it back to Owen, and Randy will be back to wrap this one up here on WIVY.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug. It really feels good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agents like me, Charlotte Mullins, are right here in Moorhead to help you select the right protection at the right price. I will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your agent, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call me. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Life never stops moving. And between the 30-minute commutes, daycare pickups, and that weekend trip to Grandma's, you're racking up the miles. You need tires that can keep up, like the exceptionally long-lasting Michelin Defender from Major Brands. With an 80,000-mile warranty and the safety you expect, you can forget the miles and focus on conquering your to-do list. Get your Michelins today at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive Mount Sterling.
Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Linex spray-in bed liners and ValueGuard rust-proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Linex of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64 Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you, whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day. The Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at Larry Sloan Stadium, Amber Riddle Field. Round County defeats Bath County. They split the season series, the two teams do. In this one, Round County 12 runs, 17 hits, no errors, and 6 runners left on base. Bath County 4 runs, 9 hits, 5 errors, and 10 men left on. Winning pitcher, Trinity Lambert, is 7-4. Losing pitcher, Kylie Hodson, who's the winningest pitcher in the state, is now 17-5. Round County goes, I guess, to 16-5, 4-1 in the district, 22-7 for Bath County, 3-2. The St. Clair Healthcare Players of the Game, and it is Players of the Game. We had to go with Melena Hamm, who in 8 trips to the plate against Bath County this season is 8-for-8. And in this game, she was 4-for-4 with 2 runs and 3 runs batted in. And then Trinity Lambert came on in relief with 1 out in the 3rd inning and went 4 2/3 innings of 3-hit relief. And she also went 2-for-4 at the plate. So Melena Hamm and Trinity Lambert are St. Clair Healthcare Players of the Game. Our next broadcast of the softball will be on April 30th, Tuesday at 6 o'clock, Fleming County here. It could be a game when Round County could possibly wrap up the top seed in the 61st District, but they got other games to be played maybe prior to then, but that's the next game we'll be on with the softball team and have them here on WIVY. Well, we will be with you from the Scott Family McDonald's in downtown Moorhead at 9 o'clock on Saturday for Viking Sports Extra.
And the game that we were supposed to broadcast for baseball against Brackett County was canceled due to the fact that Brackett County had to play I think it's a Class A state tournament game, and or play-in game, maybe a region, and that was not, and Round County will be on the road at that time. Well, that is going to wrap it up. Round County fell behind 4-0 and ends up winning it 12-4 here over Bath County. Certainly want to thank Kenny Williams and the folks at Bath County for their assistance, Caitlin Muncy and her staff, everyone at Round County Athletics, Owen Mundy on studio controls. Final score once again, Round County 12, Bath County 4 in girls softball. Until next time, this is Randy Stacy. So long, everyone.
You are listening to 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com, the broadcast voice of Rowan County High School Athletics. Broadcast sponsors include Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Buffalo Wild Wings, Bypass Pawn, Cave Run Pharmacy, Citizens Bank Moorhead, Caskey's Jewelry Gun and Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, Coffee Tree Books The Fuzzy Duck, Kofor's Jewelry, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, First National Bank, Holbrook Drugs, Larry Nipp, Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance, Linex and Go-To Solutions of Moorhead, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, the Moorhead Optimist Club, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, People's Bank of Kentucky, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, Shelter Insurance, Caleb Skaggs Agent, St. Clair Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins Agent, Valero, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Your home for Rowan County High School Athletics and 24-7 fun is 96.3 FM and WIVYradio.com.